Mutual Broadcasting System presents The Secrets of Scotland Yard with your host and narrator, Clive Brooks.
In an earlier time, just prior to and following the Second World War, the general public was fascinated by the subject of crime. Numerous magazines of true crime stories filled the newsstands. Radio also helped fill the need with fictional heroes such as Johnny Dollar and The Saint. Few true crime dramas other than Gangbusters or Dragnet sustained long-term success on radio. The Secrets of Scotland Yard was a successful crime drama series that initially aired internationally between 1949 and 1951, finally coming to an American radio network much later in 1957 over the Mutual Broadcasting System. Boasting well over 100 episodes, one of which apparently served as a prototype for another well-remembered radio drama series, The Black Museum, in both series, well-known actors were employed as host-narrator, Orson Welles in The Black Museum and Clive Brook here. In fact, the shows were so similar that some of the same actual Scotland Yard cases were dramatized with totally different scripts and casts for both series. The Secrets of Scotland Yard was an independent production of the Towers of London Syndicate in England for worldwide distribution. Each week, an audience of anxious radio listeners tuned in to hear these true crime stories of the London Metropolitan Police unfold as the detectives at the Yard investigated some of England's most famous criminals. Their trials have become legendary. The stories presented here include the theft of the British Crown Jewels by Colonel Thomas Blood, the story of a man who finds an armless and legless body wrapped in ribbons and lace, or the strange story of two close brothers who love one another enough to contemplate the murder of a brother's affluent yet unsightly and ignorant wife. Murders, forgery, and robberies all get a thorough review on the program. Each time Scotland Yard detectives are afoot to solve the crime mystery. The Secrets of Scotland Yard was initially hosted by Clive Brook, probably for the first year or so.
How do you do? This is Clive Brook.
To add to the air of authenticity, Brooks sometimes discusses matters with Percy Hoskins, a 1950s crime expert and reporter for the London Daily Express. Hoskins knew every nook and cranny in London's seedier districts and personally reported on many of the major crimes of the day. A student of crime, Hoskins was also one of the founders of the Saints and Sinners Club of London, an educational organization dedicated to true crime investigation, methods, and results. Brooke was eventually replaced by an actor portraying the character Superintendent X of Scotland Yard.
In a moment, Superintendent X of Scotland Yard.
How do you do? Today in this series of programs, I want to tell you something about the fence. To begin with, I'm not referring to your back garden, if you have a back garden, or in fact to any wooden structure. As you know, in the language of the underworld, a fence is a receiver of stolen goods.
The producer, Harry Allen Towers, was born in London on October 19, 1920, though some biographies claim he was an American. Today, Towers holds dual citizenship of Britain and Canada, but lives in the Bahamas and jets around the world for business appointments. He first set up a production company in 1946 after serving in the Second World War with the RAF. The British-based company Towers of London produced and syndicated, in addition to The Secrets of Scotland Yard, these other radio series popular with old-time radio fans today. The Black Museum, hosted by Orson Welles. The Adventures of Harry Lime, also known as The Third Man, again with Orson Welles. Theatre Royale, with Sir Laurence Olivier and Sir Ralph Richardson as hosts and narrators. The Scarlet Pimpernel, Horatio Hornblower, and the 1950 Sherlock Holmes series featuring Sir John Gielgud and Sir Ralph Richardson portraying Holmes and Watson. All of the Towers of London radio series named here remained in syndication within the United States up into the 1970s. It's really unfortunate that better-sounding copies of these shows have not been found.